I was about 19, I guess, working on the patch crew for the highway department, patching holes in the road. We'd get up in the morning, go out to the gravel plant, pick up a load of old coal mix, which wasn't worth a shit really anyway. I guess it was cheaper on them, recycling, I guess. But first good rain comes along, it washes it right out, and we're right back out there fixing it again. We were out on 67. We saw two or three pretty good gouges out of the side of the road, right there on the edge of the road. We stopped and got the shovels out, started piling old coal mix in those gouges and tamping them down, raking it and tamping it down. And I heard something, kind of moaning, kind of howling, kind of moaning. Looked there in the road, right in the middle of 67, the shepherd collie mix, it looked like to me. Old dog had just been crushed. Whole back half of it was crushed, really. It was pulling itself with its front paws across the road and just moaning. Well, I had my gloves on. I went over there and I got it by the front legs and it just started screaming. Of course, a wounded animal will bite you. So it was biting at me. I had the gloves on, but it nipped me a couple of times on the arm. I pulled it over into the ditch and the other boys were just kind of standing back, wide-eyed at me. And one of them said, "We got to get that thing to a vet or something." I said, "Boys, the dog's dead. The dog's already dead." They said, "No, it ain't." I said, "Yes, it is. The dog's dead. The dog's dead already." Well, I got my shovel. I raised it up in the air. Just before I struck the first blow, it looked up at me. Kind of thank you and fuck you all at the same time. It knew what I was going to do, and it knew why. The dog knew why. Well, I hit it, and the other boys started yelling at me, "What'd you do that for?" Well, I said, "The dog was dead, guys. The dog was dead. You understand me?" You just can't explain things to some people. It ain't like I don't think about it. It ain't like I wanted to.